Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Mark Travis, who is a senior leadership board advisor, researcher, executive editor, and author. He is an internationally recognized expert on strategic factors that result in profitable growth, sustained innovation, and lasting change. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, it was so amazingly interesting to talk to you and sort of fine tune and get to know you a little bit better in the green room. And I love your CPOP, your customer point of pain. Would you like to share that?
Business leaders applying the wrong tools.
It still makes the hair on my arm stand up when I hear that. Having sat on the board of a public firm, having run 4 different CEO networking groups for a decade, it is always so fascinating to see a CEO reach into their toolbox and pick a tool that's not appropriate for the problem that exists. And Mark, I could so easily see you helping. Tell me more.
So something I've had ever since I was a kid is being able to see the big picture. People always say, you know, you're a big picture guy. You see everything and, you know, I don't know how you do it. But I love, like, taking things apart, figuring out how they work, how to make things better. You know, I work on, like, motorcycles, airplanes. I've built a high-end audio system. And I've written software in the past. But there's so many different tools to use to find out how to make a better team, better software, better customer relationship.
And the one thing I think you mentioned in the room, you're typically one-on-one with that business leader.
Absolutely. One-on-one. And, you know, we figure out what the business outcome needs to be. And then I will work with, that executive or their team, or work with their customers to understand, you know, what they need better as well.
Perfect. Thanks. And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
So I've had a pretty broad background. I started with IBM, University of Maryland, and Decision Information Sciences, mini MBA. Started off as a mainframe developer with IBM. And after about 5 years, I jumped onto the Atlanta Olympics. So I was on a technology team with IBM, designed the software, wrote the software, trained volunteers, and I ran beach volleyball during the Olympics. That was awesome. Helped IBM co-found the Lawson practice. I was the one that chose Lawson. It was really cool. Worked in marketing with WebSphere Group, selling all the developer tools and middleware for IBM worldwide. And since I left IBM, I've worked with probably 50 different companies on better marketing programs, you know, better systems. So it's been fun.
Nice. And those companies are some really big brands and also down to startups, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Mark, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
So you really have to, you know, be on the same level. You know, Spock said, you know, for two people to understand each other, they need to be on the same philosophical plane, right? You know, I've lived in 12 different states, growing up all over the Southeast and parts of the North. I ride motorcycles. I fly airplanes. I enjoy, you know, audio. I've got like 800 actually 1600 pieces of music. And I find some way to relate with people. I rarely find anybody I can't relate to. And when I'm trying to describe a problem, I really want to understand, you know, what opportunities are available and then convey using, you know, any tool I've got in my box to, you know, to talk and be understood and help them understand as well.
Mm. Yeah. I love that. Hey, so listen, if you're watching or you're listening to this, and this is you, or you know a business leader who's applying the wrong tools, you should reach out to Mark Travis. Mark, what's the best way for people to go about doing that?
Best way is my email and my website as well, mark@travis-company.com.
Mm, Mark, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's been fun.
Oh, my pleasure. And everything we do should be fun. And I always love bringing that about. And listen, if you're still here at this part of the interview, this means that this resonated in a good way. It's time to spread some cred dust. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.